Terrorists are redoubling their efforts to shake a fragile calm which has prevailed in Iraq in recent weeks, with multiple explosions aimed at Iraqi police and military targets. In the worst incident, two back-to-back explosions targeted Iraq's police academy. Police sources say that both a car bomb and a suicide attacker blew up in quick succession. Many of those killed and wounded were police officers and recruits standing near the entrance of the academy on Palestine Street. Until recently, the area had been closed to traffic in response to a bloody suicide bombing targeting the academy 2 years ago. Meanwhile, in the turbulent northern city of Mosul, a suicide car bomber blew himself up alongside a joint U.S.-Iraqi patrol. Most of the victims were civilians, but several Iraqi policemen were among the casualties. Earlier, a roadside bombing wounded Major General Muzhar al-Mawla, a senior defense ministry official, killing a number of his bodyguards, according to Al Arabiya TV. Just after the bombing, U.S. Army Captain Errol Davis indicated that five Iraqi civilians were also wounded in the incident.
The general was wounded, and five local nationals, innocent people, were wounded as well. And one individual, unfortunately, was killed.
The bombing appears to be symbolic because al-Mawla was reportedly involved in trying to persuade former Iraqi officers from Saddam Hussein's regime to lay down their arms and end their insurgency against the current Iraqi government. Defense Ministry officials say that General al-Mawla was also involved with Sunni awakening groups called the Sons of Iraq, which have joined forces with the U.S. forces to combat al-Qaeda. Violence across Iraq has decreased dramatically since the Sunni awakening groups took up arms against al-Qaeda. Some analysts have speculated that the upsurge in attacks in Iraq is a response to the recent parliamentary approval of the controversial U.S.-Iraq security pact, which was bitterly opposed by supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. Just Hilterman, Deputy Middle East Program Director of the International Crisis Group, thinks, however, that the violence is probably more of an ongoing phenomenon than a reaction to the new U.S. security pact.
I wouldn't necessarily link it to the accord. I think we've seen a general slight increase in violence in Baghdad. And of course, in Mosul, we've had violence throughout. It hasn't really changed much. So I think in the run-up to the provincial elections, we'll see more of that. The situation is still very fragile. Military control of Baghdad and Mosul and other areas is still very tenuous. So it's very difficult to prevent these kinds of attacks from taking place. There's still plenty of spoilers around, especially al-Qaeda, especially some of the insurgents who never went away. And again, in mixed population areas like Mosul and Baghdad, they have more motive and a more permissive terrain to operate. So I would suspect that we won't see a decrease in violence anytime soon, but we may not see a major increase either.
The month of November did see a spike in violence, according to a fresh Iraqi government report, which indicates that 340 Iraqis were killed across the country last month. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.